Okay.
Hello and welcome to 2020.
Happy New Year! Today's the first, and it's the first listeners episode of the decade.
Of wow.
It just hit me.
That one took me for a ride.
If we had thought of that in December, that it was the last of the decade, we probably would have had a meltdown.
We would have done something really dramatic, I'm sure.
Like scream into your ears.
Wow. Okay. Well, happy decade, guys.
Happy. Welcome to the roaring 20s.
Wow. And my little flapper, Christine, is right here by my side.
Just flapping along.
Flap, flap, flap.
Flappy bird.
As you do. So we have a whole new decade of spooky things to talk about.
Welcome. I'm excited. We have so much in our future to look forward to.
You know what's weird? That means if we do 12 a year and there's 10 years in the decade, that's 120 listener episodes.
That's good math, though.
Listen.
I'm pretty impressed.
That's a matter of just putting a zero at the end. That's what made it.
You lost me real quick on that one.
So for those who are watching for the very first time.
Or listening
and don't know what this is. On the first of every month, we put out a listener's episode where we read out some submission stories that our wonderful favorite little flapper Eva has picked for us.
Yes.
And usually they're themed all of a sudden. That was not how this worked in the beginning.
Christine yelled themes and people actually listen, and Eva actually listened. So thank you for that. I don't know why I do these things, but I do.
So six or seven, depending on the story, we read that many of you guys' submissions, and as long as they're about the theme, sometimes it's about cowboys, sometimes it's about doppelganger, sometimes it's about cheese.
Twins.
One day it'll be about cheese.
Yeah, we have a good time, and this apparently last month I requested grandparent stories, so we got a lot.
And if you guys want to submit your own stories, are we doing it through the website now?
I was going to say, I never actually told anyone, including Eva, because she was in New Zealand. But I added a submission page on our website so that you can put your name, pronouns, your submission, your story. And there's a separate entry form for a personal story and a topic suggestion form. So if you want us to cover a certain story. And so those are...
It looks very nice, very sleek. It's very elegant. And just by looking just by looking at these emails, it already looks like it's very easy to read. And it's helpful on the eyes.
I was amazed because I never announced it. And all of a sudden, just hundreds were coming in. And I was like, do that many people just look at our website? I guess.
Thank you to the hundreds of people who look. And also to the future hundreds of people. Please go to our website and send in your stories there. Because it really does make reading this so much more concise.
Also wanted to say, if you do send one online, we will get it. So don't send it again via email. I mean,
right.
You can, but then we just get double of it.
If you do send it to, and that's why we drink at gmail.com, then just make sure that the topic is in the subject line. So yes. It's easier for Eva to look through.
And also, sorry, Eva, I never told you about it. And all of a sudden you got back from New Zealand and there were just like hundreds of these like submissions. And I'm so sorry. But anyway, we got grandparent stories this month. And Eva put in the email that this is one of her favorite topics so far that we've ever done.
I love this already.
I'm so excited.
My favorite thing that out of all of this is that when Christine made that submission request part for this is that there is now a section for people's preferred pronouns. So
yeah,
we are obviously big advocates for knowing people's pronouns going into things.
And sometimes they put people will sign them at the end and we'll be like, oop, like we didn't read to the end first. So
I'm all about normalizing pronouns. So I'm very excited with. So everyone just go through the website from now on because I like hearing people's pronouns.
Yay.
It's very fun. Okay. So I'm going to go first, as I do. And
go for it.
This is called Badass Grandparent Story.
Amazing.
Very exciting. This is from Jordan. He, him. Thank you, Jordan. And Jordan's story is, hey, friends, Jordan from Michigan here. I'm so excited I finally have a story that fits a theme. My girlfriend and I are huge fans of the show and we'll definitely be seeing you in Chicago in 2020.
Oh,
you
mean
this year.
Buy tickets.
Please buy tickets at thatswaydrink.com/live.
You can also submit your story at the same time. two birds, one
our
stone.
Our website is just so efficient, guys. Okay, so my dad told me that our last name was changed a few generations ago because of the Witness Protection Program. Get out of
here.
Sorry,
what?
Basically, my story is that his great-grandfather, so my great-great-grandfather, was a bootlegger for Al Capone.
Jordan,
this story's coming in hot. This is the first story of the decade. Thank you.
Oh my God, Jordan, it's the first story of the
decade.
I don't
think you realize what you did here.
Wow.
My triple G, okay, so great-great-grandpa, was named Curtis Scrogum.
What a name.
He lived in southern Indiana and would run liquor for Al Capone's gang down into Kentucky and Tennessee. Well, eventually he made the mistake every protagonist of a good man on the run story makes, and he fell in love.
Oh, God forbid.
God forbid. He wanted out of the game, so he decided in order to have an out, he turned himself into the authorities in exchange for protection for him and his budding family. He gave as much information as he could to the authorities and served a reduced 5-year prison sentence, and his first baby was born while he was in prison, and this baby had his cousin's last name, which is now my last name. I did some research because sometimes my dad likes to make up a good story, but almost all records of the last name Scrogum in the U.S. are people who live in southern Indiana or Illinois or northern Kentucky. So I think it's a little more of a coincidence. It's a little more than a coincidence if my dad made this story up over 15 years ago.
Wow.
Anyway, thanks for listening to my short story about my badass outlaw grandpa who got out of the game for love. Aw, Jordan, that was great.
That was amazing.
Has your name changed at all since your family moved around in the world?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like a lot of people have a story like that.
No, because I'm like first generation American, so nobody like
right, came that makes sense.
To the U.S. with a new name or anything.
Gotcha.
As far as I know, anyway.
What about you? My mom's maiden name was like changed 4 times.
Oh, wow. My mom's maiden name is Kaiser, and they are very intense about it going as many generations as possible. So I don't think they're ever going to screw with that one.
No, ours. Well, because all of my family came over here starting as Salichets. Very Jewish.
What a name.
And then it got switched to Salsitz at Ellis Island. They Americanized it.
I know. I love when they're just Salsitz. Like, no, this is your name now.
They're like, I don't know how to spell Salichets, so I guess you're Salsitz. And then from there, the family Salsitz changed the name again, but it was like 2 branches of the Salsitz family. Half of us switched our name to Sales, and some of us switched our name to Salas.
Wow.
Yeah.
And none of you, hopefully, were in the witness protection program.
Not or, that I know or of, in prison. But
I guess...
I need to look at my Ancestry account.
I guess we probably wouldn't know, depending. Thank you, Jordan. All right, I have a story for you. My grandparents and the Conjuring House.
Well, that just says it all.
Dear M, Christine, Eva, and all adorable fur babies, TM.
Bee!
So this is an actual email, but Krista did send her pronouns anyway.
Yay! I love normalizing pronouns.
Hi, my name is Krista, she, her. One of my best friends introduced me to your podcast about 6 months ago, and I've been hooked ever since. Thanks for constantly keeping me both scared and entertained during my long trek to and from work. In the last listener stories, Christine said she wanted to hear stories pertaining to grandparents, and I have a pretty good one for you guys. I'm sure you've heard of The Conjuring movie, but in case you need a really quick refresher, it's about the Perrin family who lived in an insanely haunted house on Sherman Farm Road in Harrisville, Rhode Island back in the 70s.
Mm.
Horrible and disturbing incidents happened there during the Perrin family's 10-year stay at the house. My grandparents just so happened to live across the street from them. My grandparents...
I feel like we're glazing over that sentence. Okay.
Sorry, I was just in...
So if you ever watched The Conjuring, across the street that where the camera is not pointing was this person's grandparents' house. Okay, got it.
Was it filmed at the house?
I don't know.
Oh.
But in the imagination world.
But like, right. So the house setting, it would be across the street. Okay, interesting. I've never seen this, so I have no idea. My grandparents lived on Round Top Road, right across from Sherman Farm Road. Their house had its own demons, literally. But my grammy always suspected some of the spirits of the farmhouse infested her home as well.
Good night.
I love when grammy's like, demons on the loose.
Whatever grammy has to say, you fucking listen.
You listen. I was little when they still lived in Harrisville, so I don't remember much about it, and I was probably too enamored with my grandparents' dogs to really pay attention to anything else.
Fair.
My dad, however, grew up there, so he remembers a lot about the weird, creepy incidents that went on. Even just crossing the intersection of my grandparents' street, my dad said you could feel a shift from solace to dread.
Mm.
Not to be confused with Salace.
Not to be confused. Like, if we're changing names, why on earth did we not just go straight into Solace? That would have been...
Solace is good.
Shalom in the home.
Both of my grandparents and dad recall lights turning on and off by themselves and cold spots that weren't near windows or doors.
Mm-mm.
When my dad was a teenager, sand would appear in his bed. Okay,
sand.
Woof, I don't like that.
That is like bringing something out of another world. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, it's like something appeared and then disappeared.
Or it's like you're being possessed at night and sleepwalking.
Ew.
Ew. Either is bad.
Ew. Sand would appear in his bed even if the sheets were just changed or cleaned. When I did some research on this, a few people on Reddit said the same thing would happen to them in their haunted house when there was no other explanation. Still not sure what the significance is to this or why it is considered paranormal, but maybe you, M, have an idea. Your face.
I don't know. I just listed my theories.
I've literally never heard of this before.
I've never heard of that sand in the bed. Wow. Like sand, like from hell, like dirt.
Maybe it's like, yeah, maybe it's like
soil from the sands, under the earth.
The sands from the beaches of hell.
Ooh.
Satan's sand. The dining room had an antique chandelier which would spin by itself at night.
Goodbye.
That would make me so nervous that it would fall.
I would collapse.
You would collapse?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the... I would collapse if the thing fell on me.
Oh, no. I would collapse if I saw it spinning, period. Sure. My whole body, I would just be engulfed with fear.
And sand. You'd just fall right into the sand.
Exactly.
There was no AC or anything that would cause it to turn, and sometimes it would spin too fast and aggressively for it to have been a breeze. There were unexplained noises and sights, and their family pets refused to go near certain parts of the house. I don't like that. Specifically upstairs. The creepiest memory that my dad told me was that whenever he looked across the street to the parent house, he would see a bunch of orbs flying around. Sorry, I have the allergies. Ugh.
Oh, I thought you were being, like, taken aback by the story.
I am also that. My dad admitted he never felt comfortable there, and he felt like something was always watching him. He avoided staying there alone as often as he could. When my grandparents moved out in the mid-2000s, my dad was doing some rounds around the house to make sure nothing was left. He checked some closets, leaving the doors open before exploring the remaining parts of the house. When he returned a minute or so later, the doors had shut by themselves. He left that house with the same feeling of dread in his gut as he did all those years living there. While I never saw anything strange myself, my sister and I recalled something that we didn't realize was very weird until years later. My grandfather would ask us if we wanted to see someone called Mr. Mac.
I certainly don't.
Goodbye!
I certainly do not.
Grandpa, what is the matter with
you? Absolutely not. Do I want to meet Mr. Mac?
Ooh, I don't even want to talk about Mr. Mac anymore. Why do I have to do this?
That just sounds like a demon name. Yes. Sorry if her name's Mac.
Anything Mr. something is creepy if it's not a real person. Unless it's person.
Like, even if it's actually, I was going to be like, well, maybe if it sounds happy. But no, that makes it worse. Like Mr. Giggles.
Unless
yikes.
What's the Mr. Giggles?
I was trying to think of happy things.
No, giggles are not happy things. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Some kind of entity that just so happened to live in their wildly creepy basement. Oh, good. Mr. Mac lives in the basement. We asked who he was and why he didn't ever come out when we visited them. And my
God damn it. I hate this.
And my grandfather said he was invisible and couldn't leave the basement. Or at least he didn't want to.
Has anyone told your grandfather that I think he's a medium and he doesn't know it? Because he's seeing things that are not there.
It seems like he probably knows. He doesn't seem very concerned that there's a man in his basement.
Or an invisible man. Yeah,
well,
it does
that's
sound like,
true, yeah.
It does sound like he knows that he's the only
there's
one
something,
here.
Right. Being little kids with wild imaginations, we of course agreed to go see this supposed Mr. Mac. I remember being frightened, though, because the concept oddly scared me. That's not odd, by the way, that it scared you.
You should have not been judged or felt guilty for that.
But at the time, I didn't know why. There wasn't anything to look at. He just led us downstairs to the empty, dark abyss and told us to look into the dark.
I think he's going to murder you, actually.
What is happening?
I can't tell either he's sacrificing you to a demon or he's just going to push you down a well.
Right. Who knows? Most of the time, my grandfather would say Mr. Mac was too shy to come out, so nothing ever came of it. I do remember my mom getting pretty worked up about him doing that. So the visits to Mr. Mac... I did just yell, where are your parents? So that answers that question. So visits to Mr. Mac were stopped abruptly. However, looking back on it, my sister and I are pretty sure our grandfather was taking us to go say hi to a spirit that he named Mr. Mac. But if that's true, I'm not sure why he wanted to expose his grandchildren to a ghost. Sorry this is so long, but I hope it was at least an interesting read. Thank you for all of your hard work, and I'll see you in Boston for the 2020 tour.
Oh, yay. Don't bring Mr. Mac.
Oh, God, he's not invited.
Just like in case you didn't know that's my request. Don't
not a plus
him.
One. We're going to put him actually on a list.
Right.
Security.
He's actually blacklisted. We do not want Mr. Mac here.
All of the love and petrified fruit in the world, Krista.
Aw.
Thank you, Krista.
All right.
See you in Boston.
Thank you, Krista. See you in Boston.
Alone, hopefully.
So this is from Hope, she, her.
Hello, Hope.
Hope's email title, subject line, that's what I was thinking, is the time everyone thought my grampy was dead.
Okay.
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Hope says, bonjour, y'all.
Whoa.
My name is Hope. My Hope is name.
Yeah.
My name is Hope, and my grandfather on my mother's side was basically Jewish James Bond. What is with all this undercover,
oh my,
potentially Jewish things? Hank Chalmers was an amazing man that led a mysterious and wild life. Not only was he a very successful and intelligent businessman, but he also dabbled in the occult.
Goodbye. So did this guy. They should get together.
Apparently it was just positive energies, and this is the reason I am the woman I am today.
Wow.
Okay, Hope. Let's hear it. After he passed away, I was still in middle school, and after I was old enough to handle them, my mom started telling me more and more about the absolute badass my grampy was. You might think I'm spelling grandpa. No. thank you, because I did actually wonder.
Wrong. But,
that is what I called him when I was a toddler, and he encouraged me to call him Grampy ever since.
So cute.
Pronounced Grampy. Okay. Cool, I'm doing it. This story takes place in the 1960s on a resort in Hawaii. My grampy was on a company retreat, and he and his co-workers were drinking and having a fine night when, maybe a fine wine too.
Also a fine wine.
We're having a fine night when one of his co-workers got a little too drunk, so they were having a fine wine.
Or a fine bourbon, who's to say.
He watches the man wandered around the balcony of the resort, which sat off of a cliff above the ocean, and fall over the balcony into the ocean below.
Oh my God!
Also, having been drinking, my grampy threw himself over the balcony to try and help the man, but he dropped Lord knows how many feet into the sea below.
Holy shit.
So her grampy fell into the sea below trying to help this guy who already fell before him.
Wowza.
He woke up the next morning on the beach and wandered through the town for days before finally finding his way back to the resort, where everyone was shocked. Apparently, the man he was trying to save had fallen into an uncovered pipe of the resort and died of his injuries, but no one had seen the first man fall. They had only seen Hank dive from the balcony, and so they thought that he was the one that had died.
Whoa. Oh, so they found the body, but they only saw one guy jump.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I feel sorry for that poor man and his family, but I'm thankful my grampy missed the pipe and lived on to be an amazing grandfather. He was an amazing man who encouraged me to become the woman I am today. He even visited me the night after his passing, where he sat on the end of my bed and put his hand on my knee and told me it's going to be all right. Thank you guys for so much for an amazing piece of media. I love you guys so much. Keep up the good work. Hope.
Amazing what? Piece of media? Wow.
Yeah, piece That's of media.
I like
and
it.
Keep up the good work.
Wow, I got goose cam from that. I still have goose cam from that.
That's pretty bananas.
Yeah.
Thinking, I mean, also imagine the people that literally just watched him swan dive into off a balcony.
And then just hearing.
And then he just wanders back in a couple days later. Like, what kind of adventures are you going on?
Some supernatural shit.
Anyway, thank you, Hope.
Thank you, Hope. That is pretty crazy. And thank you, Grampy. You sound like an amazing man. All right. Oh, boy. Here we go. My grandpa stood up to the KKK.
Goodbye. That's. So they're all badass grandparents. Wowza. For sure. We've got spies, we've got swan divers that are saving people, we've got KKK anti-fans.
Yeah, that's
anti-fans.
I think that's what they call it.
What we all are, hopefully.
My grandpa stood up to the KKK and negotiated a hostage situation.
Get out of here.
Hi, Christine M., Eva, Gio, and the assortment of fruit. Yeah. On the last listener's episode, Christine asked for some badass grandparent stories, and boy, do I have a twofer for y'all. So a little backstory on my badass grandpa. I am actually named after him. His name was Sydney with an I, and my name is Sydney with a Y. That's Aww. So nice. My grandpa was known as a gentle giant. He was 6'5", was literally the kindest and most humble person, and spent the majority of his career as a principal slash coach.
Aww.
Okay, so now that you have that backstory, let's get into him being a badass. So my grandpa received a call when school integration happened that he would be changing schools. The school that he was being placed at was almost directly between what was then Malcolm X University and one of the main KKK headquarters in the state of North Carolina.
North Carolina, wow.
At the time, the school's flag was the Confederate flag, their fight song was Dixie, and their mascot was a rebel.
Yep.
Yikes. That was Sydney and me.
A lot of schools in Virginia still have rebels as their mascots.
Yours is?
Not mine. Oh. But I like, rebel was a regular, I've heard that mascot many times before. They're very bad.
My grandpa immediately changed that because, one, racism, and two, he did not want students of color to feel even more uncomfortable, scared, or excluded than they were likely already feeling.
Ugh, I love this man.
Once word got out that my grandpa was now principal and making these changes, the KKK showed up at his house.
What?
And told him not to allow students of color to attend. My grandpa calmly explained that even if he agreed with them, that this was a federal law and that he could do nothing about it, and kindly asked them to leave him and his family alone. But at the very first football game, the KKK showed up, and I mean showed up.
Like, oh, no.
Cloaks, hoods, and torches.
Fuck.
My grandpa calmly walked over to them, not knowing who he was talking to, since he couldn't see their faces. Honestly, so terrifying, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And just an added, I mean, they're all, let's be clear, the terror of terrible in many ways, but the added element of not knowing who the person is.
It's like shrouding, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
And told them that he was extremely disappointed in them for being so hateful, and that he could not imagine how sad they must be for having so much hate in your heart.
Amen.
How sad they must be for, quote, having so much hate in your heart that you despise another person for who they are and what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
End quote. My grandpa told me that he actually ended up knowing several of the men, and they came up to him later and said that what he said made them reevaluate themselves and realize just how hateful and racist they were being. One man even approached me at his funeral to tell me a similar story. Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, so now on to the hostage situation. Okay.
Right, yeah. We've got a... Apparently there's a lot of layers to this onion.
Anyway, next. Later on in his career, my grandpa was the assistant superintendent of our school district. At the time, there was a principal that we'll call Mr. B. Mr. B was kind of a jerk, and there were a lot of upset teachers at the school who were requesting to meet with the superintendent, who happened to be a former Secret Service agent. That'll be important in a minute.
Okay. I bet it will.
I think maybe.
I have no doubt.
So the superintendent and the teachers were having a meeting in the library and were discussing all the bad things that Mr. B had been doing. Well, what they didn't know was that Mr. B found out about the secret meeting and was so upset that he hid in the library with a gun. At some point during the meeting, he jumped out and told the teachers and superintendent to get on the ground and was threatening to hurt them. Right about that time, the secretary was about to call over the intercom to give the superintendent a message when she heard that something weird was going on. She walked down to the library to investigate and saw the superintendent on the floor, all of the teachers with their hands up, and Mr. B pointing a gun at them yelling. She called my grandpa and asked what she should do. My grandpa called Mr. B, and my grandpa asked if he could come down and talk to Mr. B. My grandpa said he wouldn't call the police if Mr. B would keep everyone safe until he got there to talk. So my grandpa gets to the school and goes into the library while Mr. B has everyone at gunpoint and was able to talk him down and get him to put the gun down. Then the former FBI agent, so the superintendent,
right,
the Secret Service, took the gun, they called the police, and no one was hurt thanks to my papa. Unfortunately, the news ran the story wrong and said that my grandpa had been taken hostage, and when my mom saw it, she almost shit herself.
Well,
awful to think your dad has been taken hostage. I mean, this whole thing is awful, obviously, yes, but your grandpa is a hero. Sorry that was super long, but those stories are too crazy not to share. My grandpa was also kidnapped for a hot minute as a kid, but that's a story for another day. Is it? Okay. I miss my papa every day. He was and is my favorite person, and I am so lucky that we share the same name. His motto was to always be kind, and it showed in every single one of his actions. Y'all rock, and you make my crazy commute to work so much better. Give Gio lots of love and pats for me, Sydney. P.S. My papa was definitely Team Milkshake.
I love Papa.
Oh, and then Sydney wrote, oh crap, I realized I messed up. My pronouns are she, her, and I meant to say Secret Service, not FBI.
Oh. That's okay.
I'm crying already, though, so.
That's a great story. Wow. Okay. I wonder, if you're that badass in life, like, if you've been buried, what does your gravestone say? Like, it can't just say, like, loving father. Like, it should be, you kicked ass. Our generation's going to have some really wild gravestones.
Actually, I have a great idea. What if we invent TMTM gravestones that have like a QR code so that it just takes directly to all the information? Because you can't fit everybody's information on one little gravestone. I mean, maybe mine you can, but this guy's
at least goes directly to their obituary where it says all the cool things they ever did. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
TMTM. If it ever happens and we're not responsible, there's a problem.
Yeah, there's a big problem.
Okay, so this is from Sarah. Sarah's subject line is badass cowboy obsessed grandpa.
Holy hell.
All right.
So this is my, I'm so excited. Oh my God.
So Sarah says, hi, baby G, Junie, Eva, M, Christine, and reluctantly Lemon. Reluctantly indeed.
I love how I was last because they were like, Christine and Lemon don't deserve the time of day.
This was the hardest part of the email to type because I wanted everyone to feel super important.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were shitting all over Lemon.
My name is Sarah, and I use she, her pronouns. Thank you, Sarah, for normalizing pronouns. I'm a pansexual dog mom living in Fort Lauderdale, and I love, 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 love your show.
I think you need, a show about yourself, because it sounds fascinating.
I'm team anything.
Oh.
And then wrote, I'm pansexual, hello.
Oh.
And my job makes boozy milkshakes, so here we go.
Holy hell.
Okay, hello, Sarah.
You're very interesting.
Also, here are some pictures of my dog, Jupiter.
That's almost what I named Juniper. That was almost Juniper.
Yeah.
Because when Juniper had testicles all of a sudden, everyone was like, Juniper isn't a boy name. And I was like, first of all, listen to yourself.
Right.
Jerk. Second of all, and then people were like, are you going to switch it to Jupiter? And I was like, it's too late.
You thought about it being Jupiter originally before it was even Juniper, because when you first thought about getting a cat, you looked at Gio's horoscope and it said that Jupiter was about to be in his house.
Would enter his house. Yeah, that's true.
And so we were like, oh, well, we'll just name him Jupiter. And then he ends up coincidentally naming the cat Juniper.
Yeah, that's true.
It was very weird.
That's true.
Okay, let's crack into it. My grandfather wasn't a traditional badass with crazy stories of the war, but he was obsessed with John Wayne and had a badass cowboy hat and hat collection. Sarah, you can tell your, I don't know if he's still around, but you can at least tell your family that John Wayne, I am somehow very distantly related to John Wayne.
Wait, does my mom is deeply and darkly obsessed with John Wayne. You need to tell
so
her.
So my step siblings are his grandkids.
You need to tell my mother this immediately.
It's a very weird thing. And it's not like a direct relationship. I think they're my step. I'm about to see them next week. I'll ask them again. I'm butchering the story.
I cannot believe I didn't know this.
Yeah. So I think their mom was adopted. She found her birth dad and it like maybe was John Wayne. It's very weird. I'll have to come back to this at a later date after I talk to my stepdad about it. But he was like, it's pretty cool. My stepkids are John Wayne's grandkids.
You got to tell her.
Or my kids are John Wayne's grandkids. I'll tell your mom when I know the information.
Okay, she's obsessed with John Wayne.
I'm really butchering it, but I know that they're related. Okay. So my grandpa Larry was a funeral director most of his life while dabbling in department store catalog modeling. Okay.
Come on.
And he never had any crazy ghost stories, but he did have some interesting ones about how sometimes the muscles in the bodies would contract and go thump in the morgue.
Woof.
Goose cam.
Yeah, goose cam.
He recently passed in August after a short battle with complications from surgery from his colon cancer.
Sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for your loss.
At his service, I learned something very interesting about him. Whenever a body sits in the morgue for a long time, a certain time frame goes by where, if unclaimed, the person gets cremated. My grandfather, being the kind human that he is, would take those ashes out of the cemetery and give that person a small private service, just the two of them.
Oh my gosh.
A few times his best friend, also a funeral director, would go with him and said that those were the few and slim times that he would ever see my grandfather cry.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's fairly sweet. Larry had the biggest heart I'd ever experienced, and learning this about him made me realize that he was truly a pure soul, and I'm so proud to be a descendant of him. He may be a physical badass, but he helped so many people through the toughest times of their lives, and I know it must have been so hard on him, but he truly loved what he did. He was such a fucking awesome human. I hope this made you smile. If it doesn't make it on the show, that's okay. LOL. I'm just glad you read it. I love you all so, so much. Happy Hanumas.
Hanumas. Hanumas.
Christmas Hanukkah. Christmas Kwanzaa. From a newly blended Jewish Christian home, and a happy new year. P.S. Please come to South Florida. Miami has lots of ghosts, and Key West is creepy as fizzuck.
Oh, my friend Celine has a house down in Key West, and we go all the time, and we used to go all the time, and it is so haunted.
Mm. Well, also, Robert the Doll's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then P.S. Also, M. I dressed up as Fat Thor for Halloween.
What?
And then here are pictures of Jupiter. Jupiter.
Wow, Jupiter is cute as hell.
Apparently, Sarah calls Jupiter Jupy, just like how you call your cat Junie.
Oh my god, they're like distant relatives.
I love it. Thank you so much.
I'm crying.
And I'm proud of you for being Fat Thor for Halloween. It's great.
I can't deal with these. They make me really emotional.
You asked for this.
I know. I can't even be mad.
We got one more.
Badass grandma listener story from Talia.
Fun fact, did you know my grandma calls herself a badass grandma?
Whatever. No, but I love it.
At one time she was going through something and I told her she was a badass grandma, and now whenever we hang up she goes, your badass grandma loves you.
That is so sweet. Yeah. So you gave her the name and she's like, that's my name.
She's riding it for as long as she can.
I love that. That's so cute. I didn't know if she just one day was like, I'm gonna go by badass.
No, and also I don't really cuss, so I don't know why I called her a badass to her face, but apparently she liked it a lot. So.
I don't know. Some emailers would say otherwise, that we cuss way too much. So.
Oh, my poor grandmother. When she was like, I started listening to your podcast, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh no.
It's like you're about to see a completely different person.
She's a badass. Don't worry about it. this is from Talia. Hi, ATWWD family. I love you all. Thank you. We love you back.
Starting strong.
I just wanted to say I appreciate everything you do, and you bring so much joy into this crappy world. My name is Talia, she, her, and I have a very short story, but I just wanted to quickly tell you about my badass step-grandma, because even though she never did anything physically I'm getting really emotional, I don't know why. I think it's because my step-grandparents were always, like, much more grandparents to me than my real grandparents, and so, I don't know. Okay, sorry.
Do you need a second?
No, I'm
fine. Do you want me to riff while you cry?
I'll get over it.
Okay, let me know. I can do it.
Nothing's even happened yet. I don't know why I'm crying. Okay.
You got one more to get through.
Oh my god.
And then you can boohoo all you want.
This is what happens when we record and I take my birth control so late every day and I keep fucking it up and my hormones get all over the place. That's what I'm blaming.
It's okay. It's just all of your stories are so powerful.
I found out that, like, something about... I went to a listen, it's called a goddess circle. I did not know what was going on, but it was very fun. And I learned that the last full moon was in Gemini. And I think actually you had told me that before. And last full moon of the decade, sorry. And I also learned that my something is in Cancer, which means I cry a lot. Anyway.
Oh, no, we're the same on that. It's your sun sign.
No, my sun sign's Gemini.
What is it?
There's a moon, and then there's
your moon is in Cancer. Is your moon Cancer?
There's an ascending. No, my moon's in Taurus. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Something of mine's in Cancer, and that's why I'm super emotional.
I'm a Cancer rising, I believe. I'm not positive.
I think that's what it might be.
I have a very short story, but I just want to quickly tell you about my badass step-grandma, because even though she never did anything physically crazy, I still feel like she deserves the title of scholarly badass.
Oh, okay.
My grandma Fran was born in the 1930s, and at the age of 7, she contracted scarlet fever, which would leave her blind for the rest of her life.
Shit.
Of course this... I don't curse ever. In the grandparent episode.
Look, until I had a podcast, my grandma didn't think I cursed.
My grandma... Okay, sorry. Of course she wouldn't... Of course this wouldn't stop her, because she is a badass. She still went on to pursue a degree in psychology and family therapy, and since there were no textbooks with Braille at the time, oh my goodness, she had to have another student read to her from her books.
Wow.
Cue my grandfather as the most patient tutor. They bonded but wouldn't actually get married until years later when she recognized his voice in a coffee shop.
Stop it.
Fucking Cam. And asked him out. Fran ended up becoming one of the first women in Michigan to get a doctorate, and she did it while blind and without without the use of Braille. She worked as a family therapist almost until the day she died, and she was the smartest woman I ever met. A true scholarly badass. Sorry that was so short, and not really true crime or paranormal. We love it. Concise is good. I just figured hearing the story of a badass chick might make your day. I can't wait to see you guys in Chicago. My boyfriend and I will be road tripping from Detroit, and I can't wait. Please enjoy the attached photos of my zoo of animals. Okay, aww. I got cut off, so if you're on YouTube, you can see the top half of the cat.
Yay! Kitty, kitty!
Oh my goodness, and then there's some other animals.
Also, if you're going to be in, they're going to be in Chicago, so is Jordan, apparently. So two people's stories that we read today are going to be at the Chicago show.
The grandchildren of some badasses are going to be at our Chicago show! Which actually sold out already. More kitties.
Kitty, kitties!
Look at this little guy. Is that Komodo little dragon?
Iguana? I don't know. I don't think it's a Komodo dragon.
I don't know. I'm
pretty
sorry.
Sure those are bigger.
And yeah.
I feel look like alligators, those are... kind of. Like little baby alligators.
I don't know. Hello. You're cute, though.
I'm down with it.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was so, for some reason, very touching for me. I guess that's why I probably yelled at you to send them. So.
Yay. Do you have a theme this time? Now, let's do something like Roaring 20s.
Oh, interesting. A new decade.
New decade, new stories. New decade, new theme.
Oh, I got it. Because next month will be February. So, like, Valentine's. And we just heard this beautiful story about these people meeting. I don't know if that's maybe paranormal, like, soulmate stories.
Oh, yeah. Like... gut feelings where you look and you know something's going on.
Or just like...
maybe a little in love.
Or just really cool soulmate stories where it feels like maybe it was meant to be, or something paranormal happened, or true crime and somebody was held up in a hostage situation and then the police officer who arrived fell in love with the victim. I don't know. I just made that one up. But who's to say?
So you got an example. There's your template.
And also if that happened, that's awesome and I want to read it.
Also, I'm super sorry for the tragedy you had to go through to get there first.
Oh, well, sure. Yes, obviously. But no, I don't know. Maybe that's a fun one, like a soulmate one. Also,
I like it, yeah.
Look at that.
All right. Well, thank you. You can submit them to andthatswhyyoudrink@gmail.com and make sure you put the topic or the subject in the subject line. Or you can do it now at andthatswhyyoudrink.com. Is there a slash to that?
I don't remember.
Okay. Go to andthatswhyyoudrink.com.
There's on the homepage, there's a button to do it. But I also want to say, also, if you have other stories, send them in. I know I just keep yelling themes at you, but, like, obviously, if you're like, oh, I never sent in my grandparent story or my cowboy story, or...
send it anyway.
Any other story, send them in, because we collect some of our favorites, and I'm sure we'll get to them later.
Yes.
All right, well, happy 2020.
Whew.
We made it.
Big things are going to happen this decade, guys.
I think so. Yeah. Pretty roaring.
I've already decided I'm going to meet my children this decade, so...
I know.
Looking forward to that.
You did.
All right.
On your way to being a badass grandparent.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be the coolest grandparent one day. I just got to get through a couple of generations first. Okay. That's it. And?
That's
why
we
drink. I thought you were going to go woo.
Yeah, because you always judge me.